Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Good afternoon. Today is June the 21st, 2025. My name is Dolores Gines. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter of Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm here this afternoon with Carmen Kennard, a golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter. The title golden means that Carmen has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Carmen, let's begin with you telling us something about your beginning. Tell us where and when you were born. Give us a little information about your family, your parents' names, whether you have any siblings, and whether you're married and have any children.
All right. Good afternoon. I was born at Queen of the World Hospital in Kansas City, Missouri, November 18, 1955. I was born to the parents of Ben and Joyce Kennard, and I have one older brother, Brett.
Are you married, Carmen?
Yes, I am married to David Krasick. We've been married for approximately 15 years. I have two daughters, Ashley and Jasmine. Ashley is situated here in the Kansas City area, and Jasmine lives in the Northern California region.
So you grew up in the Kansas City area, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Where did you go to school? Tell us a little bit about your early history.
Okay, so my initial grade school was Greenwood Elementary. It is probably now defunct and closed. From there, when my family moved to the Sheraton Estate area, I went to initially J.S. Chick and then D.M. Pinkerton. For high school, I went to St. Teresa's Academy.
Well, now tell us, what has been your occupation? Are you retired or are you still working?
No, I am still working. And my occupation, I am a family nurse practitioner. I work in an administrative capacity. I work for the VA, the Veterans Hospital Association.
All right. Tell us, what college you attended? What was your major and when did you graduate?
Okay. All right. I attended Creighton University as my undergraduate university. Eventually, I went back to Creighton to obtain my doctorate in nursing practice. I graduated from undergrad in 1977. My major was in nursing. My passion has always been in helping others. And so that really afforded me that opportunity.
What a tremendous time that you've had. What a fabulous occupation. Obviously, you are a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. Can you tell us what led you to become an AKA? And when did you decide to do this? And what led you to that decision?
I would say what led me to the decision was my aunt, Lois Smith, who's now Ivy Beyond the Wall, but at the time was a soror herself. And she just really enjoyed Alpha Kappa Alpha, that it was a part of her heart and soul. And she talked about it highly. She certainly had talked about the debutante ball. That was one of the milestones for me to look forward to as I grew older and in high school was able to participate in the debutante ball. And then from there, she never forced that upon me, but just talked about it. And for some reason, I just had that self-motivation, that self-initiative to want to pursue and become an AKA.
You mentioned that your Aunt Lois is now in an Ivy Beyond the Wall. Would you explain what that means?
Yes, and Ivy Beyond the Wall is a soror who has departed Earth, who has died and gone on, onward there. The Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority just really decorated her well with a wonderful ceremony that will forever be etched in my memory.
Well, you mentioned that your Aunt Lois was a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha. What about your mother?
Yes, my mother, and interestingly, my mother and Aunt Lois were twins.
Oh.
Yes, yes. My mother did not opt to join a sorority, but she really encouraged me to pursue with Lois in that capacity.
So can you tell me how Alpha Kappa Alpha has impacted your life, your career, the decisions that you've made and the things that you've done?
Yes. So I joined Alpha Kappa Alpha while I was still in college. And one of the things that really attracted me to the sorority was that it was full of powerful, highly motivated Black women. And it really boosted within me those same aspirations and goals to strive for what can obtain their reach for the stars there and such. And in terms of how it has inspired me in my personal life, I would say in that capacity there, in order to know that as a Black female, that there is no ceiling to us there, that you know, we can obtain what we're after and certainly achieve that.
All right. Have you held any offices within Alpha Kappa Alpha at either the undergraduate or graduate level, or what kind of titles have you had with any?
Yes. I currently do not have any offices there. I am newly reactivated as an AKA. For several years, I was a member through general membership, where I was able to continue to participate with my aunt and take her to the various boules and other activities there. So I do have leadership in my bones and genes there. And so I certainly, upon my reactivation, I hope to at some point there obtain a leadership role. But until then, I am active on a couple of committees. And I follow that philosophy that my aunt had said, too, that she said that not everyone can be in the parade, that they need people that are participants in other capacities. There's no parade without other onlookers rooting others onward. And so right now that's my role, but I hope to change that at some point in time.
That's an interesting thing. You know, you've mentioned your Aunt Lois several times. Mm-hmm. You're now a 50-year member, a golden member. And you've indicated that your aunt is an Ivy Beyond the Wall. Was she a golden member? How long was her membership within the sorority? And what are some of the things that the two of you did together in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Yeah, my aunt, at her point of death, was considered a diamond soror. So she would have been in the sorority for 75 years. And she joined when she attended Lincoln University many years prior. So some of the things that I participated in with her were the various boules that I mentioned. I can remember a regional conference. Even when I was in high school, I can remember traveling with my aunt to some of the different activities that were held by the AKAs. And so pink and green runs through my genes from way back when.
You mentioned also the debutante ball. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that influenced you or what you participated in with that?
Yes. Yep. I, as a member of the debutantes, and that was such an honor because that's not just an automatic. One has to apply through that for that process and to be accepted as a debutante. We had various activities there, civic related activities, community events. There were all those aspects of it, and to top it off, participated in a ball. One of the things that I remember was a little bit threatening to me at that point was I went to an all-girls school, and so I didn't have a lot of contact with young men. But we had to have escorts there, and so my aunt was assistive with me in terms of me securing an escort there for the debutante ball. And we practiced waltzing as well as with my dad. And so the event was culminated by a wonderful presentation where our coming out event. And waltzing and just acknowledgement of all the things that had occurred over the past year. Just a wonderful opportunity that one of my daughters was also a debutante some years later.
Wonderful. So it's Alpha Kappa Alpha and debutante balls have become a family affair, it sounds like.
Yes, for certain.
How has AKA influenced your career, or rather, has it had any influence on your career?
I would say, as I reflect back, and again, I was not always consistently a member of active member of Beta Omega. I would say that Alpha Kappa Alpha instilled into me the recognition that there are careers for women, for Black women, and aspiring into things there. Sometimes we feel a little bit squelched or that we need to stay in a particular box. And with Alpha Kappa Alpha, I saw women that were highly successful in a number of capacities. And it taught me that the sky was the limit, that there were lots of different options for one to pursue.
Now, you mentioned also that you had two daughters. Are they members of Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Yes, one of my daughters, Ashley Jacobs, is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and she loves it. The other daughter, interestingly, is a member of a service society. It's a fraternity. It's considered a fraternity, but where George Bush and Clinton are also members of it. She went that direction. That's the one, as you might guess, that's in California, you know, and just marched a little bit to a different drummer, but she's just really excited about all that Alpha Kappa Alpha has opened up for her sister. And she's also very happy to know that I am active again within the sorority.
So have you and Ashley done anything together in Alpha Kappa Alpha, and how has that enhanced your relationship?
Yes. Initially, I hesitated a little bit in rejoining while Lois, my aunt, was still alive because I saw how closely that bond was between Ashley and Lois in terms of Ashley taking her to sorority meetings, to luncheons, to different events that were being held. And that was just something that they shared and Lois cherished and Ashley did as well. So after Lois died, I decided it was time for me to step in and continue that role. And since then, I would certainly say that my relationship with Ashley has increased in that we're now participating in that capacity, going to our meetings together, participating in functions. Like, for instance, last week, Ashley and I participated in the vendor fair where we were selling some of Lois's paintings and artwork that she'd done. Also, Ashley and I are due to go on with, it's an unofficial, but it's called Pink Fling, which will be a group of AKAs that are traveling tomorrow to the Bahamas.
Wonderful. That is going, that sounds like that will be lots and lots of fun. You know, it occurs to me that as you've spoken about your Aunt Lois, and you've indicated that she was a Diamond member, which means that she was 75 years in the sorority, would she have had an interview since Beta Omega is trying to make a record of its golden sorrows and beyond. Do you know whether or not your aunt made a record? And if so, is it available?
She did make a record. A few years ago, I remember initially she was scheduled to participate in an interview, and then she fractured something. My aunt had terrible osteoporosis, and she fractured something that had to be rescheduled. But I do remember receiving a copy of it electronically, and so to my knowledge, it is available.
Well, wonderful. So we'll be able to listen to aunt and niece and their experiences in Alpha Kappa Alpha. That's a marvelous thing, you know. Tell me, what is your most memorable AKA moment?
As I reflect back, and I don't want it to sound morbid, but I would say that the most memorable moment would be just the showering of support and all the AKAs coming forth there when my aunt was transitioning. She received cards, she received plants, letters, visits. That it really showed me just how strong that sisterhood was and how much that they appreciated her. And every time I would open one of the cards or things for her and say, this is from so-and-so within the AKAs, she would just perk up, even at the point when she was almost towards death. And I can remember a group of AKAs visiting her at her house because she was too frail to travel to receive her diamond sword crown and acknowledgement. And so they came to her instead, at her house. And we've got some wonderful pictures there that memorialize it.
So you would say that the sisterhood aspect of the sorority really shone brightly during the time of your aunt's transition and all of that.
Oh, clearly so. Yes. Yes, without question.
What have been some of your contributions to the community, whether it's career or voluntary? What are some of your contributions to the community?
Well, interestingly, as a family nurse practitioner, and I was a hospital nurse administrator for many years. I was the chief nursing officer, and I had a staff of 300 that directly reported to me. But what I decided to do was to, I wanted to serve more. And so that's when I went back to school, got my doctorate, became a family nurse practitioner, and I left that job as a chief nursing officer to accept a position, and I call it it was right across from Lucille Bluford Library down at 31st and Prospect, Hope Family Care Center. And from there, it was a third of the pay that I was currently making, but I wanted to give to the community in that capacity. Another community service item there to bring to your attention was I was the 2015 recipient of the Florence Nightingale Award. Now, that is an honor that's given internationally. And so I was one of three Americans that year that received that Florence Nightingale Award. It is issued through Geneva, Switzerland, where they take a look at community service and activities. And I was nominated in that capacity and was selected. It was just quite an honor, and I would say one of the most memorable things there as a volunteer or in that service capacity that I've ever received.
What do you think has impacted the lives of others through your service in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I would certainly say carrying on that same point there as I have communicated that my aunt passed on to me there in terms of my daughter, knowing just essentially that with AKAs there, that we are just a group of powerful women that were well represented in many capacities. There's nowhere that we can go where we don't encounter an AKA. If we see a license plate on a car or something, I was at a nurse practitioner conference last year, and someone gave me one of the little AKA signs there when I pointed out, coming down on the escalator to her, that, oh, I said, hello there, Soar. And so just knowing that we are linked, just nationally and internationally there now in that capacity.
Is there a great AKA story that you'd like to share?
Well, the one, I don't mean to sound redundant, but that's the one that comes to my mind there, because that's freshest on me. There was the group of AKAs that came to my aunt's house and celebrated her in her crown. She came out of the house and sat in the driveway while they just kind of showered her with flowers and cards and her crown. That was just one of the most memorable things there that come to mind right now. There certainly have been many other experiences, but again, that's the most acute one.
What do you like most about being an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman?
I would say, first of all, the opportunities that it does support one in terms of continuing to develop and hone those leadership skills. It gives opportunities for people. There's something for everyone. As we look through all the different committees that are available for AKAs to join, the various activities that are made available, there's just something for everyone, because we're not all cookie cutters of one of the same there. And I would say that just affords it the best.
50 years, that's quite a journey. So I'm sure that you have something that you could share with young SARS who are just starting out on their journey. Do you have any advice for our young SARS in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I would say stay the course with Alpha Kappa Alpha. That as I look back, and at the point in time when I moved to California and drifted away from AKAs, and then was just when I returned to the Kansas City area and rejoined the AKAs, I realized how much I'd missed that. But I was just accepted with open arms. There was no judgment attached to me for making that decision. I always say nothing's at random there, that we all have our paths, and there's always these different things in our lives that we are to achieve on those particular paths. But my advice to them would be to stay the course. Know that there may be a time when they can't be as active as they would like, and there is that option of general membership, but to stay engaged as much as is possible.
Sounds like very good advice. Tell me, Carmen, what would you like for the SARS of Alpha Kappa Alpha to remember about you?
That was the question that was most difficult for me to answer, because I'm a very humble person there. And I always say that when I look at what I would want on my grave and such there, I don't have a lot of language and things that I have in mind. But I would want them to remember that a person who loved serving others, there, that servanthood was at my core. That's what led to my pursuit of nursing as opposed to medicine. You know, at one point, my mother in particular wanted me to be a doctor. And I said that doctors are focused on curing, not on caring. And my focus is to care about people. And so hopefully I would be remembered from that aspect of someone that in many capacities demonstrated how much they care for other individuals through their different actions.
I think your caring exhibits your humility. So there's nothing wrong with being remembered for your humility. Just a couple more questions here for you. Is there anything else that you would like to share? Anything at all that comes to mind about your life, about your relationship with your family, with Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Well, I would just say that as I reflect back in terms of my childhood, and I didn't mention that, but I came from, my dad was a very talented and popular jazz musician. In fact, he played in Carnegie Hall and played for the Philharmonic, traveled with Lionel Hampton. And coupled with that was my mother, who was an elementary school teacher. But between the two of them, that's where they really instilled upon me that need for caring for others, for humility, for compassion, whether it be in terms of people, animals, and other aspects there of life.
You haven't mentioned, you did say that you had a brother. You haven't mentioned much about your brother, Brett, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. So Brett lives in the Lee Summit area here. He is retired now. He was an attorney, and there were just the two of us. I'd always wanted a sister, but it was so nice always having an older brother.
What is his attitude toward your being a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and is he part of any fraternity?
Yes, he is a Kappa. He followed in the footsteps of Lois's husband, John, as a Kappa member. And he certainly, in his wife, in fact, is an AKA. So he's very supportive of the AKAs as well, and was there present when my aunt was presented with her diamond crown there and took lots of photographs for it. He's our family historian, and so we could have looked to him in that capacity.
All right. Anything else that comes to mind that you'd like to share?
No. I think that you've covered all the bases there.
Thank you so much, Carmen, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Carmen Kennard of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Beta Omega Chapter, dated June 21st, 2025, at the Genealogical Library in Lee's Summit, Missouri.